Country Station 92.5 XTU. Carrie Underwood is a great mom, but even she would make a mistake every now and again.
Carrie will make no mistakes ever.
215-263-6700. I want your take on this. I don't know if you've seen this, but we posted the video on the XTU Morning Crew Facebook page. There was a dad in Ohio who was riding a train with his child in a car seat. Like in one of those infant car seats, right? So he leaves the car seat in the train when as it made a stop so that he could run out and have a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And the train starts to pull away before he came back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now the video is him frantically chasing the train. And eventually the conductor saw this, was able to stop the train, and he was able to come
on.
That's
terrifying. Now, I'm not a parent. I can't fathom that you would be that irresponsible to leave your kid. The guy had one job. Watch your kid.
Right. But we don't know all the circumstances, Dave, right? So I think you're being really judgy because you don't have kids and you don't know how. I mean, it is like it's a crazy situation. There's a lot of things that can go on, right? So the guy just needed a break. Maybe he was on a super long train ride. Maybe he'd been in there for 10 hours.
Well, have you ever left your kids anywhere? Andy?
I don't think that I have, but I know that my mom has. My mom has left me, which is probably why I might be a little bit more sensitive to it.
Okay. Because
my mom is a great mom, right? She's a great mom.
But.
And they were going to church and I was napping and then I woke up and I was like, the house is empty. I was probably like 6 or 7, you know, I'm one of 3. So that is a lot of kids.
Okay.
I don't know. They came back to get me though. It was all right. I was pretty independent.
Well, we know who their favorites are.
I guess
left you behind.
I don't know. I just feel like this happens more than you might realize.
I hope it doesn't happen often.
It does. It does. It does. You just stop being so judgy about it. Listen, I'm a mom. I get it. We all make mistakes. 215-263-6700. If you've left your kid somewhere, I definitely want to hear from you. We're going to check in with our weather kid, Kayla Fristacki, second grader at Indian Mills Elementary. But Kayla's mom, Mandy, is on the phone right now. Mandy, all right, be real with me, girl. Have you ever lost your kids or left them somewhere?
Thank God, no.
I feel like everybody at least knows somebody who left a store and then was like, oh my gosh, we forgot little Bobby. Yeah.
Like when you were a kid, did your parents accidentally leave you somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents, back in the days of Caldor. Do you remember Caldor?
What is that?
It was like a department store, but it was like back in the day. My mom left me there, and she actually locked me in the car one time before like police would really come and help you out with it. And I think I was only like a few weeks old, so it was like the middle of winter, freezing cold, newborn, locked in a car. So I think I have like trauma from it, so maybe that's why I'm so concerned about leaving my kids behind.
In her defense, if you're a newborn, she wasn't used to having a kid yet. She's used to, oh, you just get out of the car and you fly.
Give her a break, Mandy.
True. I know. Bad parenting.
Yeah. So you learn from your mom's mistakes, and now you're making sure that you keep an eye on your children, right?
Exactly. I do the best I can. I'm not perfect, but, you know, we haven't left anybody anywhere yet, so.
Yet.
You're leaving the door open just a crack for that. I like it. XTU, good morning, Cammy. So we're talking about being left by your parents. Has this happened to you?
So it hasn't happened to me, but it actually happened to my dad. He was born in Maryland from a family of 10. My Nana was a single mom because my dad's dad passed away when he was younger. And they were moving from Maryland up to Camden, actually. And he was actually left in a drawer back in Maryland because they thought that one of the other kids had him. And that was, like, technically their crib because it was, like, so long ago and my Nana didn't have enough, like, beds for everybody.
Well,
and,
I mean, who has 10 cribs? Yeah, I get that.
But, yeah, he was left in a drawer in Maryland and they were all, like, halfway up to here and they were, like, all looking at each other. We're like, wait, who has Fred? Like, I thought you had Fred.
No, I know I said I couldn't fathom a parent leaving a kid behind, but a single mom of 10? No,
yeah,
okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I'll let that slide.
She was an amazing woman.
Hey, so she remembered 9 out of 10. I mean, that ain't bad.
Thank you. Like, I love you guys. I love your show.
XTU, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Jen.
Hey, Jen. We're talking about leaving your kids' places. Has this ever happened to you?
It did. We were traveling to San Francisco when I was about 9 years old, and we got off one train to transfer to another. And my mom and my brother and the luggage got on one train, and the door shut, and I got left.
No! Oh, my God, that's terrifying.
And in Embarcadero Station, I'll never forget it. I was about 9 years old, and I was smart enough to get on the next train going the same direction and get off at the next stop, and they were waiting for me.
What? What?
Did anybody on the train say something to you? Like, I think one of the conductors would notice it's odd you're by yourself.
No, because it's the bar. It's kind of like taking SEPTA, like the Broad Street line. It gets up, you know, it goes quickly.
Okay, so it's not like it was Amtrak, and then you would have had to been on the train for like an hour before it stopped again. Oh, thank goodness.
Still quick thinking for a 9-year-old.
Seriously.
My mom was hysterical.
I would imagine. Thanks so much for checking in this morning.
Have a good one. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. We have to take this next. This is about... like another state. Okay. All right. So tell us your story.
So we were in Tennessee and we were coming back. It was my three children and I traveling from Tennessee, and we had stopped at a gas station. My girlfriend was in another car with her kids. She took the kids in to go to the bathroom. Everybody got back in the car. I'm talking to her. We take off. My son's favorite song comes on the radio and I'm singing. I'm like, why isn't he singing? And I look back and he was not in the car. Oh, I had traveled a half an hour to another state. I called 911. I was so hysterical. They had to speak to my daughter that was in the car. My kids were about 6, 8, and 12 at the time. And this was the 6-year-old.
Oh,
and
God.
And they're like, we need to speak to someone else in the car. We can't understand you, ma'am.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
I wish you could see the horrified look on Andy's face. Andy's going to start offering free parenting classes. So if you want to shadow her.
I am no better. I am no better. Jennifer, you're amazing.
He utilizes it to his advantage still to this day every once in a while.
I don't blame him. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Seems to happen more often than I thought.
I told you. Yes.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.